Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Jeffrey Zabar is back. Jeffrey is an almost 22-year member of our Brain Trustees, an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got that national award. He is he's the chief home officer. He's the author of three books on being home-based, on being on teleworking. He was talking about it, teaching people about it when people were just starting to think about it. Now it's increasingly a reality. So he's the original pioneer, folks, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
He's Mr. Words. GotWords.com is one of his websites. Hey, Jeffrey, this week I interviewed someone who was talking about ghost kitchens. These are restaurateurs who wound up, in order just to survive, started changing how they used to have an in-house seating restaurant where you went there and they served you through the swinging door, right? And these people had to start pushing food out the back door for delivery, for pickup, whatever. And now they're talking about having ghost kitchens, meaning even if they come back to regular stores, to a regular restaurant, they're still going to have this other option. And that's a kind of a reinvention that they never would have done without the pandemic. Reinvention, some of this is being forced on us, and some of it is going to stick. And you're seeing that in some other areas, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we're seeing it all over. I mean, you know, we've seen it. The most striking example is certainly telework. And as you commented, you know, companies who are working from home, and the books I've written about working from home, companies that never thought it would work, had no choice, you know, in mid-March last year, but to send their people home and make it work. You know, a lot of industries, we hear about the entertainment industry, being shut down and has been, for the most part, shut down over the past year. One thing that we've seen, and you and I have spoken about it before on air, one thing that I do is I go to a lot of music festivals and concerts, and while concerts are pretty much shut down, outdoor music festivals were, now they're finding their way back. They started back in the fall with what they call drive-in concerts. So bands would be playing and people would pull their car in like you're going to a drive-in show. And the music at the time would play over the, you know, if you go to a drive-in now, it plays over your FM dial and you just dial mm-hmm. into the station. So they were broadcasting it that way. Now they're doing something called a pod concert. And it's a personal outdoor dance space is what they're calling it, a PODS. But really what it is they're taking big fields, cordoning them off, such that you have, I went to one this past weekend, it was called the Spirit of Suwannee Music Festival, or Spirit of Suwannee Music Park, and it was called Suwannee Rising Festival. We were in a pod, it was measured 11 by 11, there were about 20 of them wide, okay, so imagine rows of pods, about 25 deep, 25 rows.
So you park your car
wide.
In a parking lot and go to your pod?
No. This didn't have cars. I'm sorry. This one you would walk.
And that's what I'm saying. You park your car somewhere else and walk to your pod
right.
with your lawn chairs and your coolers.
You could bring coolers, which is a change as well. They used to take a lot of money off concessions and beer, but now they can't have people gathering. So they said, bring your cooler. People brought coolers. People brought chairs. People brought tables. You know, they made their pods their own. They brought decorations. The pods were, again, a row of 25 or 20 wide, about 11 by 11, with
right.
like 8 or 10 feet between each pod, and each aisle between each row, sort of going laterally across, was about 10 feet. So if you were outside of your pod, you had to wear a mask, and you couldn't really gather. You had to still distance a bit. And then in your pod, you bought at a minimum, you paid about $1,000, so you had $250 a person because you have four people. You could add two more at $250 a pop, roughly.
Wow.
And then, so you
could
have
expensive.
Six people in your pod. Excuse me?
That's pretty expensive.
Well, except it's a weekend of music. So you're
okay.
seeing,
right.
you know, 12 bands. You know, you're seeing 12, essentially, concerts. As
right.
a festival. So it's about what you'd pay for a normal festival.
Right.
If you went to a festival this time last, or, you know, last year, you'd be paying about, you know, $300 for the weekend
so,
to go
but
see it.
The
now,
message here, folks, besides the fact that some people have plenty of time to go to festivals. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make any judgments there. But the thing is, look at the inventiveness. Look at the creativity that somebody did to survive, to have for the promoters to work this out, for the bands to have a place to go and play and to get paid. They did, and the other thing that I'm seeing in this, Jeff, is the promoter said, I mean, I'm taking from the pricing you're giving us. The promoter says, this is what we have to charge in order to make this worthwhile. So we're going to put this price out there and see if and write up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes it. And obviously they are. So my point here, Jeff, is find out what you got to take to survive, put a price on it, and ask people for it. Justify it.
Yeah, I will guarantee you at this pricing, everyone took a bit of a haircut because a festival like this 2 years ago, Suwannee Rising 2 years ago, had at least 15,000 people.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm not good at math.
But it wouldn't have cost you that much money to go there for that weekend. All right. You're paying a premium. You're paying a premium though to go, right?
It would have cost about $250-$300 a person to go to the show.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago, that's about
right.
what it cost, and they had 15,000.
But you're having to pay $1,000, though. You're having to bring two people with you in order to make it work. My point is this: the new NFIB report shows that earnings are down for small business owners. Their enthusiasm is up. But the earnings are down, and my point is this, Jeff: you if you're going to survive, you can't survive if you don't charge enough.
Right. Well, you need to make it happen. So
yeah.
This is what they did, and
Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to come back and have another visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar right after the break. 20 after. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, Road Trip Mojo. That's where he talks about the concerts. RoadTripMojo.com. I'm Jim Blassie.
I see you burning red. It don't matter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.